Good morning, and welcome to Simply Politics from China. It's Tuesday, April 9th. On today's show, Canadian intelligence personnel reveal that China intervened in the past two elections, and Japanese Prime Minister Kishida arrives in the United States for a visit after 9 years. Plus, stay tuned for more updates on the investigation hearing. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Politics from China. We start off with a recent official investigation hearing that revealed Canada's domestic spy agency has found evidence of China's interference in the country's past two elections. This is the most compelling evidence to date of China's alleged meddling in Canadian politics. Here to discuss this further is Abby, a correspondent for Simply Politics from China. Can you tell us more about these findings?
Certainly, David. The Liberal Party, led by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, won the elections in 2019 and 2021. Opposition members, dissatisfied with media reports about China's potential role, pressured Trudeau to establish a Foreign Interference Investigation Committee. This committee presented a slideshow on Monday, which included a summary of the Canadian Security Intelligence Service's situation report from February 2023. It stated that China had secretly and deceptively interfered in the 2019 and 2021 elections.
What was the nature of this interference?
The report suggests that the interference was pragmatic in nature, primarily focused on supporting those who were considered pro-China or neutral on issues of interest to the Chinese government. Aaron O'Toole, the Conservative Party leader during the 2021 campaign, estimated that China's interference cost his party 9 seats, but it did not change the course of the election.
What does the Canadian Security Intelligence Service say about the consequences of such foreign interference?
The agency's analysis suggests that state actors can successfully carry out foreign interference in Canada due to the lack of significant legal or political consequences. Therefore, foreign interference is considered low risk and high reward.
Has there been any criticism of the Trudeau government's handling of this interference?
Yes. Intelligence analysts and members of the Conservative Party have said that the Trudeau government has not done enough to combat China's interference. Trudeau is scheduled to testify before the committee on Wednesday. It's worth noting that the Conservative Party is typically tougher on China than the Liberal Party, and their 2021 campaign platform included condemning Beijing's treatment of the Uyghur minority and vowing to ban China's Huawei from participating in 5G networks.
What has been the response from the Chinese community in Canada?
A member of the left-leaning minority party, the New Democratic Party, said that her invitations to politically influential events in the Chinese community began to disappear as soon as she started criticizing China's policy in Hong Kong. According to the 2021 census, there are about 1.7 million Chinese people in Canada, less than 5% of the total population. The Chinese embassy has not immediately responded to requests for comment.
What actions has Canada taken in response to these findings?
Last year, Canada reported that a Conservative Party member with relatives in Hong Kong was attacked with online misinformation and expelled a senior Chinese diplomat. The investigation into China's alleged interference in the Canadian elections is ongoing.
Thanks for the insights, Abby. In other political news, Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has arrived in Washington, D.C. aboard a government aircraft, marking the first official visit by a Japanese prime minister to the United States in 9 years, the last being Shinzo Abe in 2015. Kishida is scheduled to meet with U.S. President Biden on the 10th, with plans to propose cooperation in a wide range of areas, including security and cutting-edge technology. Here to discuss this further is Michael, a correspondent for Simply Politics from China. Can you tell us more about the significance of this visit?
Certainly, David. This visit is significant as it marks the first official visit by a Japanese prime minister to the U.S. in nearly a decade. It's an opportunity for Prime Minister Kishida to strengthen the bilateral relationship between Japan and the U.S., particularly in areas of security and advanced technology. This comes at a time when both nations are keen on maintaining stability in the Indo-Pacific region.
What can we expect from Prime Minister Kishida's meeting with President Biden?
While the specifics of their discussion are yet to be revealed, we can expect that they will discuss cooperation in security and advanced technology. Given the current geopolitical climate, topics like regional security, the North Korea issue, and technological cooperation in areas like 5G and AI could be on the agenda.
I see. And what about Prime Minister Kishida's speech at the joint session of the U.S. Congress?
Prime Minister Kishida is set to deliver a speech at a joint session of the U.S. Congress on the 11th. This is a rare opportunity, usually reserved for special occasions. The most recent foreign leaders to address a joint session were South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol in April 2023 and Indian Prime Minister Modi in June of the same year. Kishida's speech will likely underscore the importance of the U.S.-Japan relationship across party lines.
And what's on the agenda after Washington, D.C.?
After his visit to Washington, D.C., Prime Minister Kishida will head to North Carolina in the southern U.S. He's scheduled to inspect local establishments, including a battery factory of Toyota Motor Corporation. He is expected to return to Japan on the 14th.
Thanks for those insights, Michael. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Politics from China. We'll see you back here tomorrow.